holding up Nun Amud Beis, the top of the Amud. Itmar. Rav Yehuda v'Rav Ina. So we said, the Mishnah said about the Simchas Beis Sheva. So Rav Yehuda v'Rav Ina, Chad Toni Sheva, the Chad Toni Chashuva. One called it Sheva, the word Sheva, and the other one called it the word Chashuva. Amma Mazucha, man the Toni Sheva le Mishtabesh, the one that says Sheva is not making a mistake. Man the Toni Chashuva le Mishtabesh, the one that says Chashuva is also not making a mistake. They're both correct. Man the Toni Sheva le Mishtabesh, the one that says Sheva is not making a mistake. Tichsiv Shafta Mayim Besasain. So you see that we're using the word term Shaftem, Sheva. Drawing. Man the Toni Chashuva le Mishtabesh, the one that said use the word Chashuva does not make a mistake. The Amma of Nachman. Mitzvah chashuvah hi uba mishesh mebereshes. This mitzvah of Yayin, of Nisach HaMayim, is a chashuv, a mitzvah, and it was given already. It's coming from Shesh mebereshes, like we learned earlier, that it was with the Shitin that was created in Shesh mebereshes. That's what, so therefore, She'eva is not a mistake, and chashuvah is not a mistake. They're both correct.
The only thing is the pasuk calls it called the
Shafta Mayim Besasin. Right, so we're not arguing on the Lashon HaPasuk. We're just telling you that what could you call it? He called it a Mitzvah Chashuvah.
No, because the problem is that Kani
that's
how we learned the Mishnah.
Right, very good.
The whole simcha we have is for the drawing of the Mishnah.
But we're not against the Chad Simcha. It's something else. No. It's Machlev Neshem Lekech. She was young, instead of Lulu, just like Lulu. Say, but this was in the Zach. What?
For the 7 days.
What Simcha was this bringing to Simcha?
For the 7 days.
Could you imagine what went on over there? I mean, it
was
like so.
What were you rejoicing? What were they over?
The Nisach HaMayim.
Why?
First of all, the Sukkos Nidin Al HaMayim. They feel that they got the din. They won the din correctly. It's not just the.
You wear a kittel.
That's a kittel. It's also Zman from Simcha because you bring in your crap. It's Zman from happiness. You finished Sukkot is a Chag HaOsef.
Then everybody should sit down and
that's not only the Tzadikim. And also you have to understand it's coming after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. There's so much to talk. I mean, it's coming after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Sukkot.
It's Tzirith and everything.
Yeah, it's Tzirith and everything.
Right,
sure,
so
why wouldn't you be? He has a question. Why? Yeah.
We just crowned him as king. He just renewed the entire world with energy. It's a chassid thing to say, actually.
No, it's true.
So, you're right. And so, okay, ready.
Tanu Rabbana. Acholul Doiches HaShabbos. Dibir Rabbi Yisim. Bar Yehuda. Acholul. The trumpet is Doiches HaShabbos. That's what we do. Not only is not Deicha Shabbos, you don't push off Yontif for it. This whole Machlaikis is not talking about Simchas B'Sheva like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Lahedi, it's not. It's only Chamisha B'Shisha, and it's not Deicha Shabbos or Yontif. This is talking about when you bring it with the carbon, with the Nizcha Mayim, Nizcha
Yayim. I thought they were playing Simchas Shabbos anyways.
The Shabbos we do with a flute.
Oh.
We don't do it. We said that the Mishnah says you don't.
Yeah.
He's saying the Mishnah is talking about Simchas Beis Sheva. Here we're referring to a Shir Shal Kaban. Rabbi Yosi Sav Ikka Shira Bikli. The Ikka Shira is to do with the Kli. The Avaydi. The Deiches HaShabbos. Just like all other Avaydis, the Kaban. You bring a Kaban Tamid. You Shecht on Shabbos. Imagine. Still we tell you that it's Deiches HaShabbos. So too over here. The Ikka Shira is to do it with the Kli. With the flute, so therefore it's Deicha Shabbos. Rabbanan Tzavi, Ikashira Bepet, no. The Ikashira is to do with your mouth. Malava Vaidi, so therefore you happen to do it with a Kli also, but it's not part of the Avaida. Since it's Lava Vaidi, then it's Deicha Shabbos. Avo Shir Shel Sheheva. Not always, you don't just say Inshmos. If it's needed, you say Inshmos with Mikdosh. You don't stop and say, okay, let's do whatever you want. If it's needed, we say that. Rabbanan Tzavi, Ikashir Bepeh, V'lav Avedi Ben Derech Shav, Avol Shir Shesheva, the song of Sheva, which is by the Simchas Beis Sheva, that's our Mishnah, The vehicle simchi. It's a simcha when the day is a Shabbos. Over there, it's zichin not part of our avoda, which avoda should it be part of? So it's a simcha and it's not day is Shabbos. So the machlokes is by shir shal kavim, but by shir shal sheivo, everyone agrees to the Mishnah that it's not day is Shabbos. So
the Gemara writes. Basically, anyway, you're not over on anything when you blow it. It's only out to Xera that he'll be massacred.
How did you just say that?
What?
Yeah. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Mino amino de behachi pligi. How do we know that this is what they're arguing about? That they're arguing if ikashir bepe or ikashir bekli. Zok to Gemara. The Tanya, within the Baiso, klisha she'asin saleids. The klisha is that you made out of any holy vessel, that you made out of wood. Rabbi Paisel, Rabbi Yisrael Yudah Machshel. He says, the machlek is, if you're allowed to use that in the Beis HaMikdash. My love, what are they arguing about if you're allowed to use wood? Really, you're supposed to use matches, metal. Here, we're telling you, there's a machlek is if you use wood. What's the machlek is about? Mad the machshel, Sava Ikashir, Bekli, the one that says that it's kosher, he probably holds that the Ikashir is Bekli. The Alfina me'abuva de Moshe. And you learn out from the abuva of Moshe. What's this abuva? This is a kli shayas that Moshe used that was used from wood. So Moshe used it from wood. Now, see, he says you learn it out from Moshe. Ikashir Bekli, and you learn out what Moshe used. Moshe used this abuva, which is made out of wood.
Food. You can't make a flute out of metal. It won't work.
Right, that's what we'll see in a minute. So, he used this flute that was made out of wood. So, we learn out all klishayos from this flute was part of the ikashira. So that means it was a regular klishayos that we needed. And since you see that Moshe used it out of wood, so obviously, you're allowed to use klishayos from wood. Nothing to do with Shabbos.
No, when did Moshe use a flute?
They wrote Kabbalah, same thing.
The Mishkan.
So Moshe used a kli which was wood. Now, if the kli wasn't ikashira, if it was just an extra, so that's not a riot. But since he holds ikashira bikli, and Moshe used that, so maybe we can learn out all other kalim. Can be done with wood. Amanda puzzle. So the ikashir bepe. The ikashir is with your mouth. Now, v'le'afino me'abuva de Moshe. So you don't learn off on abuva de Moshe. Why? Because by abuva de Moshe, that wasn't the ikashir. That was an extra. So that's why you can use wood. But you want to know if you could use normally, if you could use wood, obviously no. It has to be, so you can't learn off of Moshe. There's no shachas to Moshe. There's no comparison to Moshe. It was just an extra. It was a nice flute.
It wasn't necessary.
It was an extra, like we said earlier. Was it the ikker? Was it needed? And then you bring a riot because it was needed to see used wood. So we can use for everything in the basic English wood.
Where are they bringing it down that it was just extra, or that it wasn't needed? Where
that's the machlokes.
I know, but where are they bringing it down from? The one who says that it was needed, where are they bringing it from? Where are they getting the riot? And then where's the...
He says that if the fact they used it, obviously it was needed. They don't stop using things. Right, the other one says, no, they use things for extra, to be mahad of the mitzvah.
Where does he bring that from?
He doesn't bring it from anywhere. He just says it's a svar. He says that you're allowed to add to niceness, you're allowed to add to simcha. So added, but it wasn't needed.
How can he prove against the
They're not proving against each other. They're just a machlekes. How do we consider that? Is that called ikka? Well, that's not possible.
Essential.
No, I understand. I'm just saying there's no proof.
There's no proof.
There's no proof for nothing. They just decide to say it.
It's a svar.
Yeah, it's a svar.
How did they know? Where did we know you couldn't use a kli?
We'll see later.
Okay. The problem is, with Manenu, they make metal flutes and they put it in a reed by the mouthpiece and it works.
Okay.
So I didn't stand the Gemara as much as the Yavsha.
Mother didn't have the Mashiach. It's Gemara Nech and it says the Yavsha. The Kaila is not Orev. It's not a sweet cup. So they had to take it off. They did cover it with metal, with gold, but then they saw it wasn't sweet. It wasn't a nice voice. So they took it off. So anyways, so we want to know where we see such a machlekes. Here we see such a machlekes. The kula alma ikashir bikli. Everyone agrees ikashir bikli, and really they used wood, and that should be a lesson that you can learn all kalim with wood. No, but over there, what's the machlokes? Could I learn that something which is impassable, something which is passable, something which is impassible? Kamiflagi. Which means like this, the flute, you have to use with wood, because it's impossible to blow with metal. Today they learned it, but Amol, there was no such thing. So Moshe, and you're right, Moshe used the flute out of wood, and it was, but over there it was impossible. So did we learn out other kalim, other vessels that are possible to be made out of metal? Could we say that, you know, just like Moshe Rabbeinu did wood, we also could use wood? But we said, no. The only reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do that, because it was impossible. But something which is possible to use metal, you definitely should be using metal.
How come they don't rafle the mizbeach? Right. Why don't you rafle the mizbeach in the mishkan?
What's
movable? They moved it.
But
that's called the clay.
It's a big machlokes, but it's called the clay.
Why would it be so bad to use the wood? What? Why would it be
it's
so bad?
We don't give it.
Why would
it you title your refrigerator?
Well,
we actually discussed that, huh?
You said that some people do the shelves.
The shelves, yeah,
Actually, I have a small refrigerator that's also that's less than them, so maybe that I'm hyped to the title.
Okay, try.
So why would if we're supposed to use metal first and then not use wood, why couldn't we use wood? Is it a reason not to use?
Yeah, because it's more. We're gonna see. It's because that's a castle. We'll see in a minute.
Anyway, how did you learn out from the Chash menorah? The menorah was made from wood.
No, that was the Yavshah.
Or
matchas.
Yeah.
Cover. Whatever, cover. Arm, yeah, arm was covered with matchas.
When we say klisharos here...
No, we don't mean arm anyways. Right.
We're talking about utensils, no?
Right.
They're not klisharos?
That's what we were just saying now.
It's
lavdav
kli.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, but the ikon was from eights, and the inside and outside was covered.
It was eights inside.
The ikon was eights.
Ikon.
But gold is soft. You wouldn't be. It wouldn't hold anything.
It's more chashev than metal.
Yeah, vanu.
Yeah, more
chashev.
That's why.
What is more chashev? We see.
Sorry, I was reading the Rashi.
You can learn out something which is from the impassable to passable. So even though the flute was impassable, still we can learn out to all other kalim. Uman the pasul sava, the one that says pasul sava ain't done in efsha mishiyefsha. You don't learn out efsha mishiyefsha. So therefore, you're right. But Moshe they use wood. But that's only Moshe because it was impossible to use metal. But today, we use metal, so obviously you have to use metal. Anybody say ma? Someone has said? The kula amad ikashir bepeh. That the pshat and machlik is everyone agrees, the ikashir is bepeh. Vein don an efshim ishi efshim. And still, and you can't learn an efshim ishi efshim. V'alcha b'melef menayra b'klali u'prati or b'ribui mi'uti. Do I learn out with klal u'prat or I learn out from ribui amit, kamiflagi? Rabbi Darish Klali Yoprati, we're going to explain in a minute. Basically, the Darish Ribi Meuti. And there's a big difference if you use the term of Klal Yoprati Klal, or use the term of Ribi Meut Ribi. Now, what does that mean?
Why do you need Ikashir and Ain Dan and Epsilon?
We're trying to say, even if that, still we'll be able to use wood for other kelim. It's a Chiddush. Even if Ikashir Bepeh, or not, whatever it is, still we'll see. Now, let's see the Machlekes.
Or not.
Yeah. Rabbi Darish Klali Uprati, Rabbi Dashin's Klali Uprat. It says in Pasuk like this, Va'asisa minayas. You should make the minayas. Va'asisa, anything, out of anything. Wood, metal, whatever you want. That's a klal. Zavta, then the Pasuk says Zavta has to be made out of gold, which is matchas. Prat, that's excluding everything else. Then it says, Miksha tasa minayas. So over there it says tasi, you can make it out of anything. Chaza klal. So what do we have? We have a klal, uprat or klal. Okay? We have a klal of everything. Prat is mamayit, klal. So now, yeah, to don, el kena prat. The halacha of klal, uprat, the klal is, the yoni dan, kena prat. Ma, prat. Mefur shal matches, just like a prat, is mefur that it tells you. The prat is the one that says zav, zav tar. So it says it has to be gold. So that's mefur shal matches, has to be matches. Afkol shal matches, so too, the klal is also matches. It has to be made out of matches. It's exactly the custom. We learn everything. The klal has to be just like the prat, and where the prat is matchus, so do the klal has to be matchus.
Well, how could the Gemara say that mikshur is a klal? Mikshur is only shaykh by matchus.
I don't know.
The mikshur means we're saying for the word tassel.
We're saying for the word tassel.
No. Oh, for tassel.
If Yehuda Darish, if Yehuda Dashens, he doesn't use it as the terms of Klal Patekal, he dashens it, Ribu Yomiyuti from a Ribu Yomiyut, which explains like this. Vasisa Menorias is a Ribu, is Marba everything. Zov Tor is a Miyut, it's a Mayut to Dafka Zov. Mikshatasa Menoria Chazav a Ribu. So now the halacha is Ribu O Miyut, Viriba, Riba, when you have a Ribu, something which is Marba everything, you have a Miyut, which is a Mayut. And then you have another riba, so that's ma'aba everything. Ma'rabi called merely, it's ma'aba everything. Ma'amit, but it has to be ma'at something, mi'at shacharas. So therefore, so by klal or prat to klal, has to be everything exactly like the prat, and that's only zav, which is only matchas. So therefore, that's why he holds eitz doesn't work. Masha'inkin, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds eitz does work, because the only thing that would be ma'at, he works it that's riba, mi'at, viriba, which means that it's a riba and a miyut. Over there, you're not mamayat everything, you just mamayat something from the roiv. Roiv is included in everything. The riba is mamayat dafke cheres, and therefore earthenware can be used, but wood could be used, and therefore he holds that wood could be used. So getting back to the cheshmer gemara. The cheshmer gemara was that we wanted to have machlekes if ikashir repair or ikashir bekli. What's that? And then we went on and said that that's included. We wanted to make the machlekes if we could use wood with that, and then we went on totally different. That's not the same machlekes of wood. And the machlekes of wood.
We didn't find the same machlekes.
It's not muchach, but that's the machlekes. And tomorrow we're going to bring, maybe, machlekes tanaim of the same
machlekes. How can we use charis? It says charis in the Torah, use charis.